Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series devotional that we're reading. And we're looking today at one titled, America is Not Israel. And we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a little discussion about it. Such an important message I want you all to understand and hear. So we start off. Anyone who hails from the Father will bear His name. But it is not that the world of the Mighty One has taken no effect, or the word of the Mighty One has taken no effect. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Romans 9 verse 6. Israel means those who strive with Almighty Yahweh. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with the Mighty One and with humans and have overcome. Genesis 32 verse 28. Israel. Thoughts and therefore a people ruled by Him, who then become His witness is to the nation. If you call upon His name, Romans 10, 13, and are called by His name, Acts 15, 17, from Amos 9, 12, then you are Israel, an overcomer with the Almighty. Before that time, you were without the Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without the Mighty One in the world. But now the Messiah Yeshua, you are once were far off, have been brought near the blood of the Messiah. Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. This is a small sample of what is common for people in the U.S., the United States. Is this a people who have been brought near? Popular culture over scriptural principles. Traditions of man supersede the commands of Yahweh. Broken oaths sworn to the nameless gods. Idolization of sports and entertainment heroes. Pick a day, any day Sabbaths. Same-sex marriages. Say no to drugs. Billions made on prescribed drugs. Children on Ritalin. Leaders with no knowledge of scriptural truth. Courts with priests. Without priests. Courts without priests. Schools without prayer, democracy instead of theocracy, civil rights instead of sovereign rights, voting and not heavenly appointments, not Passover but Easter, not the Feast of Tabernacles but Christ, not Yahweh but heavenly Yeshua but Jesus, not work but welfare, not worship but rock and rap, my church, not the body of the Messiah. And it goes on and on. We must remember, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. And the beast, the ruling empire of the earth that denies all that is Israel. That was seven total previous to this. And is not now passed on to the final one. Is himself the ruling system of evil. Also the eight, the culmination of all previous empires, and is of, compiled the Syria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, Rome, and Germany, and is going into a partition, ruin, destruction, damnation, Revelation 17:11. Tell me, loved one, what nation on earth today contains the prophetic seeds of all these past pagan empires? And then declare from what commonwealth you hail. Both they are not all Israel who claim to be Israel. Okay, so this is a very important subject today. That was the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series, an amazing devotional series that you could see at sufferwell.org. But here's the issue. The Bible tells us, as believers, we need to follow the commandments of our wonderful Creator. We need to be obedient to Him. We need to obey. And many times or several times in Scripture it says, listen, Israel. Israel, do this. Israel, do this. Now, many Christians believe or are taught today that if they are not Jewish, they are Gentiles. They are not Israel, so they no longer need to follow the Torah. And the Torah, which is the guidelines and instructions, the commandments of our Creator, do not need to be followed. This is the misteaching of the church today. This is the teaching of Satan that's destroying people. Understand this. Gentile does not just mean not Jewish. Gentile means heathen, non-believer. You cannot be a believing Gentile. That's an oxymoron. You must understand this concept. Here's the truth. When you accept Yeshua as your Messiah, you now become Israel. Some people say this thing about being grafted in. But understand this, Israel is made of those believers and those that are willing to follow the guidelines and instruction of our Creator, believing and following Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And if you are Israel, you in fact need to follow his instructions and guidelines. Do you understand when you go to somebody's house, if they have rules for that house, you need to follow the house rules? Understand a great example in Scripture. When the Israelites left Egypt, they were given a bunch of people to go with them, and cattle and sheep and so on. Those people that were of Egypt, that went with Abraham and left Egypt, now became part of the commonwealth of Israel. They didn't stand there saying, well, we don't need to follow your guidelines and instructions and commandments of Yahweh because we're not born Israelite. No, they understood. If they wanted to be part of Israel, they need to show it in their actions and follow this. Obedience to our wonderful Creator and not ignorance. And why is the church so led astray, saying we're not Israel, we don't need to keep the Sabbath. We could live like the world lives in the pagan ways of this world. The deception of the devil, the enemy, that's where the spiritual battle comes on. It says the battles are not physical, the battles are spiritual. And the enemy is winning because he makes people think that the things that were mentioned here in this devotional today, the ways of man, the traditions of man versus the commandments of Yahweh, and people are choosing, this day I give before you life or death, choose life so you may live. The popular culture over the scriptural principles that we discussed today is the problem that's happening today. And it's happening because of the deception of the enemy. I'm going to make this very clear to you, and I'm not trying to preach to those of you that understand this, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because many of you understand this. But for those of you that are listening on a Christian radio station, understand this. You are, in fact, Israel. You want to say with joy all the time how you're grafted in and everything else? Well, if you believe you're grafted in, you are Israel. Why are you not following what the Bible says for Israel to do? Why are you not striving with our Creator like that name being changed from Jacob to Israel was told to do? And follow Yeshua, because the church today is not following Yeshua. The church today is being deceived by the enemy to say, well, we don't need to do that because we're not Jewish. Judaism or being Jewish has nothing to do with this. You're either of the Father or you're not. You're either a follower of Yeshua or you're not. That's it. There's no in between. Forget about the names. Forget about Gentiles and Jewish people and Israelites. Understand this. If you believe in Yeshua, who he was and who he says he was, you should have every desire to follow him and please him. No, it's not about legalism. It's about understanding and what you trust and where your faith truly is. But the enemy tries to deceive us. And our belief system is shattered. I read from this book about biblical foundation of freedom. It says, Satan is the master deceiver seeking to counterfeit the Godhead. First, he wants to counterfeit the Father's will for mankind. He tries to lure us into thinking and seeing life in a way that is different from Yahweh's way. Yeshua labeled him a liar and the father of lies. That's what it says in John 8:44. And we look at that. We go back all the way from John 8:37 to 45. Yes, I realize that you are descendants of Abraham, yet some of you are trying to kill me because there is no room for you in your heart for my message. I am telling you what I saw when I was with my father. But you are following the vice of your own father. Our father is Abraham, they declared. No, Yeshua replied. For if you were really the children of Abraham, you would follow his example. Instead, you were trying to kill me because I told you the truth, which I heard from Yahweh. Abraham never did such a thing. No, you are imitating your real father. And they replied, we aren't a little bit illegitimate children. Yahweh himself is our true father. And in verse 42, Yeshua told them, if Yahweh were your father, you would love me, because I have come to you from Yahweh. I am not here on my own, but he who sent me. Why can't you understand what I am saying? It is because you can't even hear me. And then verse 44 says, for you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he always hated the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and a father of lies. So when I tell you the truth, you will just naturally don't believe me. This is, in fact, what's going on today in the church. People want to give all their lip service of how they believe in Yeshua and who he is and everything else. But the fact is they're following the devil in saying that the popular culture is replacing the spiritual principles. And the greatest deception and lie that the enemy is making people believe is that you are not Israel. And then you don't have to follow what the Bible says about what Israel must do. The fact is you are Israel if you believe in Yeshua Messiah, and you must follow Yeshua, and you must believe in his words, and you must keep the commandments of our Creator. That's what it says, the obedience to our Creator. Secondly, Satan wants to counterfeit Yahweh's word, so he enhances us with another gospel. Remember that Satan knows Scripture quite well, and he began corrupting it from the beginning. And he spoke to Eve in the garden, and he made subtle changes in the commandments Yahweh gave to Adam and Eve. He did this to influence Eve to adopt his way of thinking. He tried tricking Yeshua by masquerading Scripture while tempting him in the wild. Luke 4 records the story, but Yeshua, the living word, straightened Satan out. You understand, Yeshua knew the word. He knew what it was. And as Satan tried to deceive Yeshua, it didn't last. It didn't happen. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim the captive, they will be released, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and the time of Yahweh's favor will come. Satan couldn't hang with him. Satan couldn't know this because Scripture stood true. And Satan wants us to believe a false gospel. Satan wants to teach man a gospel different from Yahweh's gospel. Satan's gospel is described as having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, this also describes the divination and cultism. You see what it says in the scripture in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5? They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. We need to understand this is what's happening, and it's sad but true, but this is what's happening in the church today. And third, Satan wants to counterfeit the Holy Spirit. During his rebellion against Yahweh, Satan said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. In Isaiah 14, he says, I will climb to the highest heaven and be like the Most High. Do you understand how he counterfeits the Holy Spirit? And I'm telling you this, the real set apart Rahadak HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, will never make you feel good about living against the commandments of our Creator. Never, ever, ever. Remember that Satan is the master illusionist and deceiver. 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 7 says, and talks about the dangers of the last days. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at Yahweh, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving, and they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, and be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than Yahweh. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of the vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. This is what the scriptures show us. Stay away from people like that, that are deceiving you, that are telling you something different, that are teaching you a different doctrine. It says in 1 Timothy 1:4, don't let them waste your time, endless discussions and myths on spiritual pedigrees. These things lead only to meaningless speculations, which don't help people live a life in faith. Here is the fact, folks. You are Israel. If you're watching this right now, if you believe in our Creator, you are Israel, and you must follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that equals up to obedience. We must be obedient to the words and the commandments of our Creator. You have become the commonwealth of Israel, and you must follow these guidelines and instructions, laws, rules, whatever you want to call them. What happens if you don't? Get away from me. I didn't even know you, our Creator says. Follow me, or don't. It says in Psalms 119, verse 1, joyful are the people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. Verse 2 says, joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their heart. And we continue reading, they do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. And then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will be thankful for you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. We need to be obedient to our wonderful Creator. That's what we need to understand, what this all comes down to. He gave us these guidelines and instructions for a reason. But it says in Deuteronomy 21, 18 and 19, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, and though they despise, discipline him, he will not listen to them. Then his father and mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders in the city of the gate, a place where he lives. We get this. We must listen and understand who our true Father is and follow him. It says in Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And 1 Peter 1:14 says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. That's it. Joshua 1:7 says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may succeed in wherever you go. And understand, some of you even might be watching and listening and doing the physical commandments, but what about your attitude? And this is what I talk about here. Your physical works are one thing, but your attitude is another thing. And in both areas, we must follow Yeshua, the attitude of Yeshua. You don't want to be like the Pharisees and the sages that were obedient to the commandments, but they were disobedient in the attitude towards the commandments. In all areas, your righteousness must succeed and be above the righteousness of the Pharisees and the sages. We must understand the reasons of obedience and the joy that comes along with it. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to Yahweh. This is true and proper worship. And in Romans 15:32, said, I may come to you with joy. Yahweh's will. And your company be refreshed. Hallelujah. The consequence of disobedience are all over the scriptures. And our Creator calls us and wants us to be obedient to him. It says in John 7:17, if anyone's will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching is from Yahweh or whether I am speaking on my own authority. We must understand. The Rahadah Kodesh will be in joy and help us be in joy when we're following his guidelines and instructions. But when we're not, he will never make us feel good. If you are living against the commandments of our Creator and feeling good about it, you are not being led by the right spirit. You are not being led by the right spirit. It says in Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. That's what we need to understand. Remember that. We look at Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. We are called to obedience, and we must be obedient today to our Creator and his words. We must be, even if we don't understand it. We must be obedient to him. There's no choice. You either follow him or you don't. That's it. You follow him or you don't. And remember, Yeshua says, follow me. Obey him because he loved us. And he wants the best for us. You don't want it to say in Luke 6 when it says, why do you call me Elohim and Elohim and do not follow what I say? Now you want him to know you're living for him. And you understand what it means to be Israel. And you want to be a good example to others. And you don't want the enemy to get in and just trick you and deceive you. You don't want to live in hypocrisy. You don't want to say one thing with your mouth but live different. It says in Matthew 5, 7 and 9, you hypocritical. Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people. 2 Timothy 3, 5. You understand with this, what we're saying here. Now is the time. I know many of you that are listening right now have never heard a message like this before. You know, sin according to the Bible is disobedience or denying the Torah, the commandments of our Creator. That's what sin is. Going against his instructions. The church teaches that the law was nailed to the cross. If that was the case, there's no such thing as sin today and we can't be sinners. Well, in fact, it wasn't the law that was nailed to the cross. Yeshua came to give us a new life. And when we die with him, we have a new nature where we now understand what sin is. And we understand the importance of obedience to our Creator. And it's that sinful desire and that sinful nature that is done away with because we're no longer living as our former selves and we're new in Yeshua. And that's what he wanted us to do. Not living like the world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's what he wants us to do. It says in Proverbs 1:15, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths. You want to know this now. It says, be holy because I am holy. You know, it says in the scriptures what we need to do. You know, and how Yahweh loves those that follow his word. You know, it says, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil and hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. But worst off, it says that Yahweh will not even hear the prayers of the disobedient. He will not hear the prayers of the disobedient. It says in Wisdom, Proverbs 5:15-8, Yahweh detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayers of the upright pleases him. Who is the upright? Those of you that are following his guidelines and his commandments. That's what we need to do. And if you want to understand this, you know, we go back again to Psalms 119. You know, it says, how can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. By rejoicing in your instructions, your commandments. I mean, all over it says, you know, please teach me your decrees, O Yahweh, and I will keep them to the end, Psalms 119:33. Give me understanding and I will obey your instructions, verse 34. Put them on my heart. This is the desire we need. Everyone who becomes a believer, that's one of the first things we should do is read Psalms 119. And just remember what it's saying, that heart of David, to remember. I will keep observing your instructions forever and ever. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will speak to kings about your laws, and I will not be ashamed. How I delight in your commands and how I love them. I honor and love your commands. I meditate on your decrees. How many of you are saying that? How many of you are believing that? How many of you thinking that? And this is what he calls us to do, to have this type of heart. To remember him always, to walk and meditate in his word every day and night. But to remember the instructions he gave us. It says all over the scriptures, your instructions are more valuable to me than millions in gold and silver. Than millions in gold and silver. We look at Job, where Job says in the scriptures, in 23 verses 10 to 12, but he knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on Yahweh's paths. I have followed his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from his commands, but I have treasured his words more than my necessary food. Yes, folks, his word needs to be more important than your life. Just like the necessary food was there to sustain the physical life, Job was willing to give up his life, knowing that the commandments were the most important thing. Yahweh's word was the real lifeline, not the physical food source. You must go to all extremes to follow the words of our Creator if you want to experience the blessings that our Creator has for us. Not sometimes, all the time. I say it all the time in this devotional. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for him or against him. You're either moving forward or backing, and if you're stopping still, that's moving backwards. You must keep moving forward. It says in Psalms 119, verse 104, how your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. And that's what we remember. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I promised it once and I promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. Yes. Obedience to our wonderful Creator. How many of you are ready to turn a new page in your life today? How many of you are ready to commit yourselves to following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Not neglecting the blood of Yeshua is everything. But when we reject his commandments, we're rejecting why Yeshua died for us. He didn't die so we could have an excuse to live in sin. He died so we would no longer have a desire to sin. Remember that. Remember that. Don't let Satan deceive you. Know scripture. Know what it says. Understand. Understand this. Understand what it says. Read Psalms 119. You know, and praise our wonderful Creator this day and always for his holy word. And be obedient to him. Yes, you are Israel. So thankful for the blood of Yeshua, which is the only thing to get us free. There's no such things as salvation by works, but there's a such thing as salvation. It works because of salvation. You don't keep the commandments to be saved. You keep the commandments because you are saved. Hallelujah. Redeemed. Working towards that final judgment day of salvation where he could say, good job, good job. Hallelujah. Suffer well, everybody. Suffer well. Have a blessed day out there. Yahweh be with you all today. And every day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Everybody has trials and temptation. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. He still is my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon. And forever and ever, his heart is my home. Hey, yeah. Everybody has fears, everybody got worry. Everybody knows sorrow, never cease.